This is Indio Radio. You're listening to That MMA Show.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to another edition of That MMA Show here on Indio Radio. I am your host, Jeremy Johnson. And, you know, guys, it's going to be an interesting week because the UFC is pulling another one of these big, basically two-in-one-day kind of things. So, you know, going on here real quick, it will be on Fight Pass. They are going to be taking it live from Auckland, New Zealand. And then tonight they are going from, I believe it's San Antonio, Texas. So that'll be a whole lot of fun because everybody loves Texas. Yeah, it's in San Antonio. And that will be Cub Swanson taking on Jeremy Stephens. That will be a whole lot of fun. We'll talk all about the big weigh-ins yesterday and all what's going to go down. Kelvin Gastelum did not make weight in his first attempt. So, you know, it happens, but he had that happen before. Also, we're going to talk about Ronda Rousey saying she needs a break now. She's getting tired. Too many movies, too much other stuff going on. So, you know what? It's what happens to life in the big city whenever you're, you know, now famous and stuff. So, but that is what is going to go down. Also today, we are talking to our favorite cut man, and that is Juan Ramirez, talking about our contest that we just got done doing. And we're going to talk about the winner, what they won, do a little Ask the Cut Man, because I got some questions here that came out as the contest was going on. So we're going to talk about that today, too. And you know what, guys? We're just going to bring you everything like we normally do, the best in local, regional, national, and international fighting action. So follow us on Twitter. I don't think I say that enough. You need to follow us on Twitter because we do a whole bunch of stuff on Twitter. Again, that's how you get the giveaways. And we've got some new ones coming up because we've got some new people coming on board. And it's going to be a whole lot of fun. So check us out on Twitter at That MMA Show or on Facebook, facebook.com/ThatMMAShow. And also, I write some articles over at ThatMMAShow.com. You can check out all of our videos over there that we do for YouTube. And man, we are just, we kill it on social media. That's what we do. So, you know, guys, it is going to be one heck of a show today, and we are going to start out because I'm about to get Juan Ramirez on the phone here, so stick with us because we are about to talk all about the contest that we had with at Cutman for Hire. Go check out their stuff at www.cutman4hire.com, and we'll be right back with Juan Ramirez right here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count one, two, three. You better watch your back, cause I'm crossing the lane. Just turn it on. Get ready.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.
Back at it here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show. Now, guys, we have been running for like the last month or so. We have been running this contest with Cutman for Hire, and we have chosen a winner. That's right. And on with the phone with me right now, I have the original Cutman for Hire, Juan Ramirez. Juan, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Jeremy, man. Nice to hear you.
Hey, man, it is good to have you back on the show with us.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a pleasure, always.
So now, all right, Juan, we did this contest. And, I mean, you came up with an amazing package that you gave away. Everyone can go see it right now on cutmanforhire.com. Tell everybody about this little contest we were running and what we gave away.
Well, we started off, I remember, like a month ago or so, we're going to give away the utility wristband. You know, we're going to do a little package with that. And you know what? Things popped up, and, you know, for whatever reason, it didn't happen right away. So I'm like, you know what? Let's raise up, you know, the prize. Let's do something even bigger than that. So we talked, and yeah, man, we went out with, we're going to go ahead and throw in the whole, you know, Cutman package, you know, so this includes pretty much everything you would need for a fight, you know, your gauze, tape, the wristband, the end swell, everything you would need for a fight is in that package. So, you know, we said in the contest, it was over $140 worth of merchandise, and it's going to get put to good use, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, I think so too. And I got to tell you guys, I use everything that you're getting in this kit every time I go corner a fight. Every time, and I have worked with guys in the UFC, I have worked with Bellator vets. I mean, I just did some stuff with Devastating Daryl Cobb here a couple of weeks ago in his last fight. I worked his corner, you know, dealing with some issues that he had. I've worked with, you know, all the big guys, you know, some of the big guys in the UFC, and I have always used my Cutman for Hire stuff, and I love it. So now, Juan, let's tell, who is the lucky guy that won this out?
Well, the lucky guy, I don't know if everybody got a chance. If they haven't got a chance, check out the Facebook. It's Cutman for Juan, Carmen Ferrer Ramirez on Facebook. And the next winner was, we actually did a video announcing the video, but it is Charlie Hustle Ibarra, and I believe he's out of Colorado. So he's a lucky winner. He's, you know, we contacted him yesterday, and we're going to be shipping that out tomorrow. So, yeah, man, he's happy. He said, I believe he used to fight or maybe amateur fight, and he's used to, you know, he's done cuts, and there's always, now it's nice for him to have that gear to help out a fighter.
And that is awesome. Now, guys, if you need some gear, if you have just thought about what it would be like to become a cut man and deal with it, all of the supplies that you need are at cutman4hire.com. Go check them out now. Now, Juan, let's talk a little bit about this. What got you into the cut man field for all of those guys out there who now, you know, they know the product, they looked at the contest, they're like, well, so how did Juan get started?
You know what, it just started like as a dream. You know, I've always was interested in wrestling, whether it was pro wrestling, boxing. And I had a passion, I think, when I was maybe around 2017 to 20 years old. I really, you know, got this, you know, like itch, like, oh, I want to get into, you know, boxing. I would always be watching the fights and everything. And, you know, that was always on my mind. It was a dream of mine. And, you know, I didn't get into the boxing until I actually boxed. But down the road, you know, I met a gym, guys at a gym, and I said, you know what, I want to be a cop. So I would still be involved in the sport, but I wasn't in the, you know, fighting. I was already older, a little too old to get involved with it. But I just walked into a gym and offered, you know what, if anybody gets hurt, I'm here for you guys. Are you okay with that? And Coach Norbert Amador opened the doors to his gym, and it was from there, you know, it just, and we've been moving forward with it. So that's the way I started. It was a dream, but I actually put it into effect. You know, went in there and went after it. A guy that had never really trained, in fighting or anything like that. That's the way I started. So, and, I mean, you don't have to be, you know, all into it to start getting into it.
And look at that. Now, you know, you've got the company rolling, and you are now in a store location at the House of Boxing Training Center in San Diego. That is at 2304 Rio Drive, San Diego, California, 92139. You can reach them at 619-399-5895. Now, what is it like, and what can everybody get there at the House of Boxing from Cut Man for Hire?
Well, first of all, I want to say thank you to Carlos Barragan and Antonio Orozco, David Barragan, who are the, you know, they're the owners of House of Boxing, for allowing, you know, my supplies to be carried at their gym. And they can find pretty much what we have there at this time are the boxing hand wrap kits, gauze, tape, the Q-tips. You know, the Q-tips we use for the cuts are a little bit different as far as, you know, in size. So they can find those there. And we're working it out so that anything that anybody from San Diego or that's going to be in San Diego, they can either contact me and place an order, and it can be picked up at the House of Boxing, which kind of makes it a little bit easier for people to, you know, get the supplies.
That is awesome. Now, guys, again, go check it out. Cutman4hire.com. They have all your supplies. And so now I got to tell you guys, Juan makes some of the best Q-tips there is for this business. And I tell you what, they are all different. We all make some of our own. But I tell you what, yours are some of the best, and I love those big giant ones. They work, I mean, just awesomely.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I love those too, man. Like, it's funny, you know, we don't want to see our guys hurt, but we know that if they do, we're going to take care of them because we've got the right equipment for it. You know, I mean, we've seen it all and you know, in certain fights where big cut, little Q-tip, you know, it doesn't work, you know. So, yeah, we got a little bit of everything on the side, and those Q-tips, like, I love them too, man. It's fun.
All right, Juan, stick with us because we are going to take a quick break, but... you know, hang around because we're going to do an impromptu Ask the Cut Man here. We've gotten a few questions in over the course of the contest, and I want to get them answered. So stick with us right here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count 1, 2, 3. You better watch your back because I'm crossing the lane. Just turn it on. Get ready.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.
And we're back here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show. Now, we are on the phone with Juan Cutman for Hire Ramirez. Check him out at www.cutman4hire.com or at Cutman for Hire on Twitter. Now, we're going to play a real quick game here because we have gotten hit up all over with this contest. So now, Juan, we're going to play a quick impromptu Ask the Cutman because I have gotten a couple of questions. They're like, hey, when is it going to come about? So I want to ask you while we got you on the phone now. We're going to play a quick version of Ask the Cutman here. So first and foremost, everybody is wanting to know, what is the latest and greatest thing that everyone is using to close cuts today?
You know what? A lot of people are using, what's the name of it? A lot of those.
The Quick Aid?
Quick Aid or something similar to that. And I know Nevada has it legalized. California, I don't think it's legal in California yet. I think they're talking about it. But I would say that's one of the new things out there on the block. I still use Adrenaline. I use Thrombin and stuff like that. I still go that route just because you don't know if that commission is going to allow you to use, the Quick Aid or items such as that.
Yeah, you know what? I actually ran across that in Oklahoma, of all places. I was working a show down there in Oklahoma, and the guy was like, yeah, you can't use that. You can't use hemostatic gauze. He's like, and I want to see you break open your Adrenaline. And I'm like, wow, this is a serious commission for an Indian casino. But that was exactly how it was.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Sometimes you don't know what they're going to do. And even like California, you may be using something, and maybe that inspector's not familiar with it. So it's always good to check, Just like on the website, some commissions don't allow war tape, or stitch tape. They're like, no, that's not allowed. So I would always, recommend checking with the commission or maybe calling the commission to see if it's okay to use anything.
Good call. All right, next question is, what is your suggestion as the first guy who wants to, he's starting from the ground up to be a cut man, what is your suggestion as your first thing you want to go do?
You know what? I would definitely take a first aid class, GPR first aid, because a lot of the stuff we're dealing with, it falls under that. So I would do that. And then from there, just start doing some research on, Stitch has a lot of videos out there, a lot of interviews. That's how I, one of the things I started doing was checking out, reading on some of the articles on some of the cutmen like Al Gavin. Stitch Duran, Juanito Ibarra, a lot of the old school, the older cut man, Chuck Bodak, a lot of their interviews, because in those interviews, you get so much. Now, they're telling you, how they did this, how they did that. So Joe Souza, a lot of them, you get a lot of knowledge from reading into those things. So that's what I would do. And now with YouTube, you see so many things on there that, you go in there and you pick up here and there, and then you're going to come up with your own thing, So that's what I would say.
All right, and the last question we have gotten in on this is, how do you start to learn how to wrap hands? Now, I have my answer to this, and I want to hear yours.
I'd say wrap your own hands. That's the first thing I would say, is start wrapping your own hands, and then from there, man, wrap anybody that will let you wrap your hands, your wife, your girlfriend, your kids, your co-workers. That's the best way to do it because everybody's hands are different. So you get a feel for all the different types of hands. But I would say wrapping your own hands is probably one of the best ways to learn because you get to understand, the way the hands shape, the way the dog feels, the way the, I tape my own hands also, and you get to feel the tape. And you don't want to put your fighter through, if the tape between the knuckles is too tight, and you're feeling it in the gym, you don't want your fighter feeling that in his fight, So you get to learn a lot of things by wrapping your own hands.
You know what? That's funny because that is exactly how I started off doing it. I wrap my own hands. I would wrap my daughter's hands. My God, she's probably been wrapped, 14, 15 times. And then I was lucky enough to actually run into Stitch Duran at an Invictus show, and he kind of showed me a couple of pointers, too, that helped out a lot. So, it's always good if you can find somebody too like that, but that is kind of my answer too. But I definitely agree with Juan that you want to wrap your own hands and try it out that way.
Yeah, definitely, man. That's the best. And ask questions. I think most of us, cut men, are open, to answering questions. There's a few people out there that, you know, they think they have all the secrets or something. I don't know.
Yeah, there's still a few out there.
Yeah, there's a few of those out there. But you know what, man? There's enough work for everybody. And, you know, but if somebody emails me or calls me, you know, I'm always, you know, open to give them, you know, tips or suggestions of how I do things. And most of us are, I would say. Most of us are.
Oh, yeah. All right. Now, Juan, how can everybody reach you on social media? Tell them about the website and where to get all the products.
Well, on social media, well, you can go straight to the website. It's www.cutmanforhire.com. And on Facebook, I'm under Juan, Cutman for Hire Ramirez. On Twitter, Cutman for Hire, you'll find me there. And that's just been, I mean, we ship supplies out through pretty much any place in the world. We have our supplies. So you could always email me, cutmanforhire@yahoo.com. And, you know, sometimes I'm a little busy. I've got a regular job and family and stuff, but I do try to get back to people, you know, within, you know, a day or so. And in San Diego, Southern California, anybody has a fight, or maybe in Tijuana, they got a fight out here, man. You can find our supplies at House of Boxing. I mean, you may want to call, make sure that the items are there, or email me, and I'll make sure that, you know, by the next day, those items that you need are there. But House of Boxing in San Diego is a spot to pick up anything that we carry on the website.
Awesome, and that is 2304 Rio Drive in San Diego, California, 92139. Their number is 619-399-5895. All right, Juan, thank you so much for joining me today, and thank you so much for this contest. I think it went great. We are happy for the winners. Gotta love Mr. Ibarra. He's gonna take it out to Colorado and do it Cutman for Hire style.
That's right, man. Thank you. And I want to thank that MMA show, you, Jeremy, and Pacific, for all your support. I mean, we don't know each other, you know, personally, but it seems like we're, you know, a lot of us Cutman are, you know, cut out of the same material, because we, you know, we're out there caring for the fighters, and we, you know, we do it because we have the passion. I want to thank you for what you do, for your show, for spreading the word, and I really appreciate you.
Anytime at all, guys. And if you want to see any of my photos out there, go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/thatmmashow, and you can see me working and my Cutman for Hire gear. I have it on every time I work a show, every time I do fighter training, every time that I do a corner job for somebody. I always have it with me, because you never know what's going to happen. All right, Juan, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right, guys, and we'll be right back here on more Indio Radio and That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count 1, 2, 3. You better watch your back, because I'm crossing the lane. It started up. Just turn it on. Get ready.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.
Back at it here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show. Now, guys, today is kind of an interesting day in the UFC, because, again, they are going to do two separate fight cards, which I think that's awesome. First one is going to be from Auckland, New Zealand, and that is going to go down here. It's just, I mean, it starts here in just a little bit. So that will be awesome. And it really is pretty cool that they've been doing this, that I think, you know, they're doing two separate continents, basically, two separate times during the day. And then it basically plays out that, you know, you get UFC all day long. And that is a whole lot of fun. So UFC Fight Night 43 is going to feature James Tahuna taking on Nate Marquardt. Now, that's going to be a whole lot of fun. Now, the interesting one, though, is going to be local boy Soa Palea, the Hulk, as they call him, taking on Jared Rosalt, who is a 10-1. I mean, he's no slouch, definitely. You know, the main card of this is going to kick off here in, I mean, like, soon, if it hasn't already. I actually don't have Fight Pass here in the studio. I don't have a machine that can get it to tell you how far along we are in the card. So, you know, there a lot of this may actually already be over by now. But the fights that I'm looking forward to, because I'm going to watch it later on Fight Pass, because that's the best part, you can go back and watch it again, is definitely going to be the main event of James Tahuna taking on Nate Marquardt. Marquardt is looking to make a name for himself with a record of 32-13-2. He's trying to make a comeback, guys, and it'll be interesting to see how well he does. Definitely some good fights on the prelim card, which you can also see on Fight Pass. Jake Matthews taking on Deshaun Johnson. That will be a lot of fun. And then in the main card also is Hatsu Hayoki taking on Charles Oliveira. That will be it'll be a good old school because a lot of Japanese guys, they do a whole lot of business and they do good stuff. So I am definitely looking forward to that one. The other one is going to go off later on this evening, which is going to be the UFC Fight Night 44, which will be Cub Swanson taking on Jeremy Little Heathen Stevens out in San Antonio, Texas at the AT&T Center. Now, the main card of this one is actually going to be on Fox Sports 1, along with the preliminary card. They're doing one preliminary fight on Fight Pass. And so that one will be featuring Colton Smith taking on Carlos Diego Ferreira. That will be the prelim card main event, which will be fun to watch. Colton Smith is just a banger, even if he is 3-3 at the moment. I mean, he comes out to fight, and I dig everything that he's about. So main card on that one, though, Jeremy Little Heathen Stevens taking on Cub Swanson. Cub Swanson's got some great striking, good judo, but Little Heathen, he is on a tear at the moment. So now the other one is going to be Kelvin Gastelum taking on Nicholas Muskoki. Oh, man, I am having a hard time with names today. It's terrible. Now, Gastelum last night did not make weight. He came in a couple of pounds over, so, you know, he's had the problems, and it makes me wonder, does he need to move up a weight class? And so we shall see how that works out tonight. I'm looking forward to it. I will be live tweeting it, so follow us on Twitter at That MMA Show or on Facebook, facebook.com/That MMA Show. And so, guys, all right, we'll bring you more info coming right up right here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count 1, 2, 3. You better watch your back, cause I'm crossing the lane. It's starting up, just turn it on. Get ready.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.
And we're back here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show, guys. I have some Bellator news for you this week. It is, as we talked a whole lot about last week, that the new CEO, Scott Coker, who is the former Strikeforce CEO, he penned a letter basically to the fans this week in the newsletter that they send out to all of us. And he's putting it out there that, you know, he's basically been going through all of the roster now, trying to figure out good fights. He is trying to figure out where maybe some of the dead weight is. As we saw, there were 12 fighters, I believe, this week that were dropped from the Bellator roster. So he is definitely stepping up, making some changes. Looking forward to see what his first event, which will be Bellator 122. It's their summer series, which will be July 25th, and it will air on Spike TV from the Penchata Resort and Casino in Temecula, California. You know, they do a lot of those Indian casinos, so. But here's basically what he said in the letter. He says, "I wanted to take a moment and tell all you how excited I am to be part of the Bellator family. I have been working closely with an incredible team along with our partners at Spike to see how we're going to make this great company and take it to new heights." You know, he claims he's still saying he's looking to make this a big, big show, and he says, "I found this one interesting," is where he said, "I know that there are so many questions about the changes that may be in store for Bellator. While we are still in the very early process of executing our long-term vision, the plan is simple. We want to put on the most entertaining events possible for you." And "you" was in caps. "So we want Bellator to be the first choice destination for the best fighters in the world, and we want our events to showcase the fun side of the sport, the personality and the showmanship that makes MMA so entertaining. This is the best sport in the world, and we want our events to demonstrate that for all to see. We've got a ton of work to do, and July 25th is right around the corner. We'll have many more updates in the coming weeks, and I can't wait to see all of you on Spike TV and the casino out there in Temecula." So now, guys, tell me what you think about this. Do you think Scott Coker is just going to tear Bellator down with the removal of the tournament system? Do you think that his knowledge and past success with Strikeforce, I mean, let's face it, the guy made a mint when he sold to Zuffa. It has to have happened. Let me know what you think on Twitter, at That MMA Show, or on Facebook, facebook.com/That MMA Show. And so let me know what you think Scott Coker's going to do. I have a little bit of inside track. I know a couple people work in the Bellator organization. And, some of them seem worried and some of them don't. So just like it's any big company takeover. Once a new CEO comes in, he makes some changes. And it could be personnel. It could be anything. So let me know what you guys think. All right, guys, stick with us because we're going to bring you our favorite segments. The week that was, our Twitter shoutouts, and, of course, our calendar of events, all coming up next right here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up. count 1, 2, 3. You better watch your back, cause I'm crossing the lane. Just turn it on. Get ready.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.
Back at it here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show, and we are about to bring you our favorite segments, the week that was, our Twitter shoutouts, and of course our calendar of events. It's my favorite segment to do every week because we bring you a little bit of around everything around the mixed martial arts world. So we are going to start off the week that was this week with negotiations with Gina Carano have reportedly stalled. But apparently the talks with Holly Holm are making some pretty good action. So we're hearing that the negotiations are not going real well with Gina to bring her back. But we're hearing that, you know, it was on UFC tonight that Ariel Helwani came out and said that Dana White has been negotiating with both Carano and with Holly Holm, and that it really seemed like Holly Holm was probably the best one to come on. Carano has not fought since she lost her Strikeforce to Chris Cyborg, and that was like 5 years ago. She's almost 32 now. She's got a career in acting. You know, I know that there was a big internet rumor stink going on that, you know, she was going to come back and she was going to fight Ronda, and that was on a couple of different news organizations, and also my buddy Eric Holden had a big part in kind of perpetuating that rumor. So, you know, I would really like to see Holly Holm, but I would like to see Gina come back. I just don't know if she's got it in her anymore. You know, the fight and the fire has to be there to make it want to happen. It may just not be. So, all right, next up, Ronda Rousey is talking about the possibility of fighting 4 times in 2014. Now, that's a lot, guys. The other thing, though, she said is she wants to basically take a break. And she said that it's not a George St. Pierre break. It's nothing more than she needs a month off after training. No more movies for a bit. No more training for at least a month. And then she is back at it. So it's crazy. She does a whole lot of work, man. I mean, lover or hater, that girl does a whole lot. And, I mean, she lives it to the fullest. She is out there moving, shaking, and doing what she's got to do. So more power to you, Ronda. More power to you. Just wish I could finally get you on the show. I mean, it was supposed to happen, but hey, you know, whatever. So, all right, that's going to do it for our Week That Was segments. You can always find more of the Week That Was, as we put it sometimes, out on our website. We're also going to be going back to the Full Contact Fighter TV stuff here in just a bit as we work out some things with that. It will be a whole lot of fun to be back there. I cannot wait. So, all right, guys, that is going to do it for the Week That Was, and that brings us to our Twitter shout-out of the week. And this week, our Twitter shout-out is going to be a good one. This is it still floors me that he follows me. And that is Pele. That's right, Jose Pele Landi. He follows me. Check him out at Jose Pele Landi. He is a professional mixed martial artist who has wins over Matt Hughes, Pat Miletich, Alexander Shlemenko, and 2 Muay Thai wins over Anderson Silva. That's right, guys. If you do not know who Pele is, you need to get out there and find out. So, Pele, buddy, you are my Twitter shout-out of the week, and I cannot wait to have you on once we get some Titan fighting action going on, because I know that's where you're headed to next, and I cannot wait. We'll have to talk to Jeff Aronson and see if we can get you on that for getting you on the show. I cannot wait. It's going to be awesome, and I am so stoked to have Pele as a Twitter follower, so he is my shout-out of the week. And that brings us to our calendar of events, which, of course, going on right now, UFC Fight Night 43. It's actually during the day, but hey, whatever. So that's James Tahuna taking on Nate Marquardt, and that is on Fight Pass. Then also tonight, UFC Fight Night 44, Cub Swanson taking on Jeremy Little Heathen Stevens, and that is on Fox Sports 1 from San Antonio, Texas. And then July 5th, World Series of Fighting gets down, and that will we will see Nick Newell taking a fight for the title. We'll talk about that one next week. That'll be an interesting one to go with. I think that'll be a whole lot of fun. And then also that night, it is UFC 175, Weidman versus Machida, only on pay-per-view. That will be so much fun. And then the Ultimate Fighter 19 is also on July 6th. That will be a good one on Fox Sports 1. So, and then on July 11th, we have 1FC War of the Dragons. That will be online pay-per-view from Taipei. So, whole lot of MMA action coming up. Speaking of coming up, stick with us because we're going to tell you what's coming up next week right here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count 1, 2, 3. You better watch your back because I'm crossing the lane. Start it up, just turn it on. Get ready to move.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.
What a show today, guys. Big thanks to Juan Cutman for Hire Ramirez. Check him out at Cutman for Hire on Twitter, or check out the website www.cutman4hire.com. I tell you what, I really do use all of the stuff that he gives us, and it is some great stuff. And speaking of great stuff, I want to talk a little bit about one of my new favorite products. And I mean, it's really not a new favorite product, but they are really, you know, coming on to the show and helping us out, and that is War Tape. You can check them out at www.warworldwide.com. They bring you the best in sports tape and accessories. You can get your clothing, and they have hand wraps, but I tell you what, I prefer to use War Tape on all of the fighters that I wrap hands for. It is some of the best that I've ever used, and it is just, it's durable, it sticks well, it doesn't deal with humidity, because a lot of times these guys are sweaty and it just comes off, gets loose. And so check it out at warworldwide.com or on Twitter at warworldwide, and let them know that you heard about it on That MMA Show. So, guys, coming up next week, again, we are going to talk about the World Series of Fighting's Nick Newell. And it should be real interesting to see how this plays out with him. If you don't know who Nick Newell is, he was born without a hand. And he basically fights one hand and one elbow. And he is devastating. I believe he's 10-0 at the moment and just is tearing up the MMA world. And so it will be real interesting to see how he does in this fight. It will be one heck of a title shot. He is an outstanding grappler. He's got good striking, so he is really the all-around consummate mixed martial artist. So we will break down World Series of Fighting next week. That will be a whole lot of fun. I'm going to try to get Ray Sefo on the phone, too, to talk to us about it. And more action, you know, than you can stick your stick at, guys. That's what we do here at That MMA Show. So remember, we always try to bring you the best in local, regional, national, and international fighting action. So follow us on Twitter at That MMA Show, or find us on Facebook, facebook.com/That MMA Show, you know, because that's where we bring it to you every week. Check out ThatMMAShow.com for all of the articles that I write, and sometimes I try to get some other people to write some articles. So you know what? If you ever wanted to write an article for That MMA Show, hit me up on Twitter at ThatMMAShow and let me know. I will DM me some stuff, and we will talk about it. It'll be fun. So, all right, guys, it has been fun here today at Indio Radio. The music has been great. Kane does a great job, as always. Check out the morning show at John and Kane, and they are on every day, 10 a.m. Central. Check them out. They're a whole lot of fun. Used to be on that show. They're just too hard to work with. That Lanius, he's a pill. He's a crazy dude. Nah, I'm just kidding. They're all good guys. So, all right, guys, that is going to do it. So remember, as always, fight clean, fight hard, fight fair, and we will see you next week right here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count 1, 2, 3. You better watch your back, cause I'm crossing the lane. Start it up, just turn it on. Get ready.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.